Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, September 20th, 2010. Max Kaiser on the economy, man-made global warming, and a lot more will be joining us in the third hour. Look forward to talking to Max Kaiser and also debating him a bit about global warming, but we mainly got him on about the economy and the fact that he talked about video games being turned into a casino gulag. Now there's a lot of mainstream media and industry reports admitting that this is basically the plan, so we'll be discussing that with Max coming up in T-minus 2 hours from now. Okay, let me just read to you the top stories in each of my stacks here, because the news gets more insane by the day. And I seem to say this every broadcast now. It's exponentially becoming more brazen and more naked just how criminal the ruling class of this planet is. And they're selling us despotism, euthanasia, war, mass murder, total surveillance, government kidnapping of children, as if it's a good thing. The end of national sovereignty as a good thing. Colin Powell is telling the GOP to back the DREAM Act, which is basically a giant amnesty act, and it will convert the military that's already swollen with foreigners to an internal foreign Hessian military, similar to what our forefathers faced in the 8-year Revolutionary War against the British. That is coming up, as we reported a week ago, but now it's coming up for a vote as early as tomorrow. They have introduced the DREAM Act onto the Defense Authorization Bill. So we're going to be discussing that today. Also, the federal government says the recession ended a year ago. Doesn't matter if every other major economist admits that we're not just in a recession, we're in a depression. No, the economy is wonderful. Everything is good because the federal government says so. And this integrates in with this whole cashless society control grid. The federal government has stated, and the OECD at the UN level has stated, that basically the Finnish model is what we're going to live under globally. All of your paychecks, all of any money you're paid will be put in a government-controlled bank account. And then whenever the government wants to take money out of your account, they can. And UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. That's CNBC. Paul Watson's got a detailed report going in depth into this, going up at prisonplanet.com in T-minus 10 minutes. So our detailed report's going up at prisonplanet.com, where we give you the full story, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. But here's the CNBC report. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. And this ties in with the larger control grid. Globalists push one world government transaction tax at UN summit, along with the new global digital currency, the Bancor, that all of our currencies will be controlled by and basically denominated by. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. Continuing here in other news. It's the same time, it's the same story every time they have an FBI raid. It turns out that either the informant is running the group, whether it's white supremacists, Muslim extremists, you name it, anti-war groups who are supposedly planning violence. It's the same case every single time. Over and over and over again, they either provocateur the federal informant leader to set the people up, or they try to set the informant up. And that's out of AP today. FBI gave inaccurate statements on surveillance and was basically setting up this latest Muslim group. It's all coming up. Jam-packed transmission. Stay with us.
The Genesis. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Max Kaiser's coming up in the third hour to talk about a host of issues, always informative. I'm going to debate him, too, on man-made global warming. We'll have a lively discussion about that because I wasn't fully aware of his views. But it's also hard to tell sometimes. He gets a bit tongue-in-cheek on his international television program. So that is coming up in the third hour today. I almost feel like I'm lacking. I mean, this news and information is so big, so off the chart evil, so obviously oppressive and authoritarian and hyper-corrupt. And it's always packaged in sicky sweet and how good it is. And there's always lisping politicians and government officials and NPR host with that simpering, whispering, calm voice, that you basically use on a horse you're about to feed into a meat grinder of, shh, it's okay, honey. Let me give you the lethal injection. We're going to take good care of you. I mean, to hear the news going, the illegal aliens deserve a chance in America, and that's why we've got an amnesty plan to take the millions and millions and millions of children of illegals who came here after they were born and to give them free tuition and let them join the military. Well, they already joined the military. This is going to allow anybody who wants to come across the border and say they're 18 years or younger to become legalized. And it's got strings attached for them to be able to bring their families in afterward. There's 6.5 billion people that want to come here, that want to be in the United States. And once they get here, they're turned into political weapons and vote almost unanimously anti-Second Amendment, pro-NAFTA, pro-GATT, pro-globalism. They're just an internal kept group that is used as a political weapon. So we're going to be discussing that coming up. And more asinine lies out of the federal government. Recession officially ended in June of 2009, over a year ago. What, 14, 15 months ago? It's over. The economy is wonderful. It doesn't matter if every major economic indicator shows we're not just in a recession. The recession never ended, and we're sliding into a textbook depression. And we've got all of the government's own numbers, all of the government's own numbers clearly show that we're in a classical depression. But, hey, they'll just tell you, like Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake. Everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. The federal government's swelling in size. The taxes are going up and up. So we'll go over that lie as well. And then here's a report out of Salt Lake City, Utah, that mirrors the major British government report where they suspended the H1N1 shot for under fives because of a 10-fold increase in violent seizures and other neurological disorders. It's in the vaccine inserts. It can cause Guillain-Barré or narcolepsy or epilepsy, permanently causing brain inflammation and frying your brain where you have violent seizures. Well, here it is, KSL-TV, H1N1 triggered high rate of seizures in kids. Well, this isn't a side effect. This is the effect. We're all meant to be given an IQ reduction. The government, the UN, we've all quoted them. Back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, the big Fabian socialists in England, the eugenicist. I mean, you're all supposed to get a nice IQ reduction. Some people it hits a little harder, and so the lobotomy is a little rougher. And it's just meant to reduce fertility. Some of you get fully sterilized, and they don't like that because that makes it a little too obvious. They talk about it being a degenerative soft kill. They want to slowly hurt you. And as soon as you wake up to this, we can start fixing things. But here it is. New research released Sunday by the University of Utah shows the H1N1 virus apparently triggered a higher rate of neurological complications in children. And of all of the little goodies, it was a massive increase in convulsions. Now, when your child has the convulsion And they and you take your you rush your child in, and they got blood coming out their nose in some cases. The brain swelling so bad, and it causes other swelling in the sinus, and it causes swelling in organs. You name it, just the whole body. It's like being stung by a couple hundred bees. You basically swell up. Doesn't matter if your kid's 5. Doesn't matter if your kid's 6 months old. They're going to try to take them. It's not enough. They're savagely attacking them. It's not enough. No. They've got an added little bonus goodie for them where they then say, oh, we did a CAT scan. There's bleeding in your child's brain. You threw your kid up against the wall. And you're like, no, I didn't. But see, now they've got a problem. So many parents, they give them the shot and the kids start having convulsions within minutes. And they'll start saying, did you beat your child in the waiting room? Get me the police right now. And the cops come, the special hospital cops that are just savage and ready to take down any family they can because they get little bonuses and advancements for how many kids they kidnap. And parents are like, it was the shot. It was the shot did that. Wait, the insert says it. And they're like, whoa, just get out of here. This is a happy hunting ground. Don't scare the other cattle coming in here. Back off. I'm not kidding. You understand the mega evil we're under? Oh, I'm so sick of the filth. By the way, if you search the term ecofascism, there are literally scores of articles, mainstream news, New York Times, Christian Science Monitor, London Guardian, every single day saying we do need ecofascism. Everyone agrees. Just like Al Gore said, the science is settled. Everyone agrees that we have man-made global warming and paying global taxes is the way to fix it. It's like, you know, an indulgence or something to get your family out of purgatory to the Catholic Church 800 years ago. So, I mean, there's this type of stuff going on. And, I mean, just look at these headlines. Humans are too stupid to prevent climate change. And they go on to say we need to get rid of democracy and have an authoritarian system. London Guardian. Here's another one. An alternative to the new wave of ecofascism. We can, so again, they limit the debate. Do you want hardcore re-education gulags? Or do you just want to do what we say and let us not allow you to have a single family home? Germany's already passed that law and you're only allowed to have one child. Are you going to be reasonable? So there's loving fascism and hardcore fascism. And so it continues. And Paul Watson has a detailed report out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. And the headline is Global Warming Alarmist Calls for Eco Gulags to Reeducate Climate Deniers. Now, we've played Greenpeace videos. We've quoted Prince Charles. I mean, literally, the majority of them say they are going to take your children and they're going to sterilize them. They're going to not even let you have one child. You're going to live in government dormitories. This is now the law. No new single-family homes are allowed to be built in Germany. All others have to be retrofitted by 2020. Now law. 10 years from now. Okay, this is the plan. If they can tell you what type of toilet to have, what type of light bulbs, and do home inspections, and what type of farm you can have, they can tell you anything. And the stated goal is deindustrialization. I played the John P. Holdren clip yesterday where he said, yes, we want to deindustrialize. We want zero growth. We want to, quote, de-develop the United States. This is the policy. Now, the elites will be flying around their private jets and their huge armored compounds in the countryside. That's their model. You'll be in a giant rat-infested compact city where the police can control you, force inoculated, and just basically slowly euthanized. And so you have to understand, all of these groups are in unison saying we need tyranny. And I wanted to briefly bring Paul Watson up at the end of this segment and the next, because he's got to get back to writing. He's got another report coming out. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. And this is the model in the U.S. England's the beta test. Homeland Security, the IRS state, you will be sent to the federal penitentiary if you have a garage sale. You already hear about $1 million fines for garage sales, AP headline. You already hear about all that. I mean, look, this is really happening. They really announced last week that, yes, they made a secret deal to steal the death benefits of 6 million veterans. The federal government did with the insurance companies. Okay, the sky's the limit. People can't believe Mao killed 80-plus million, according to the Chinese, 60 million, according to our government. He did it. Our government funded Pol Pot to kill 30% of the population of his own country in Cambodia. Our government on record funded Lenin. Okay, the British government created Hitler. They want to hurt you. They want you dead. Okay, and I know a lot of you can't get this through your head, but you're going to get it through your head. And they hate the fact we have the Second Amendment. They love the British. They got them right where they want. Over 20,000 homes now at birth. Cameras go in the home of the families. The CPS, they have their new prime minister. The VAT tax went up again. Now all paychecks will be fed through the government. Just everything being tracked in real time. The government hunting the population, bringing in foreigners. I've had members of parliament on. Their military is becoming almost entirely foreigner. Their CPS is entirely foreigner. Their police, I've been there, can't speak English and just rule you. That they just bring in foreigners and say, rape the hell out of them. They're yours. Have them. Show them that they are slaves. Break their will. Show no mercy. Squeeze them. Force injections. Seizures. Blood running out of children's noses. Hell on earth. Cancer rates off the charts, diabetes, hell on earth, mass death. It's beautiful as they isolate the individual and bring in this hell on earth. I mean, this is hell on earth that's just incrementally being set up. When we come back, I want Watson to go over this environmental top guru. I just read you other gurus saying we need authoritarianism. Eco-fascism is loving. Eco-fascism is good. They are coming with weapons. They are militarizing all the major environmental groups. They are militarizing the Forestry Service and the BLM. And they are all coming for you. Now your game wardens are going to harass farmers and ranchers. They're going to come in your house. They're going to rule you. They are parasites. They are bloated scum, filth, trash. We're going under criminal takeover. They're poisoning your food supply. It's all happening. The FDA is trying to block you from being able to read if there's GMO in your food you buy. They're criminal murderers. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, they are brainwashing our children 24/7 that they are evil, that they are bad. They should give up all their rights to the eco-fascist. It has nothing to do with the environment. And I know I was ranting last segment because they're openly stating their hellish plan. Now, Paul Watson's joining us for one segment that I'm getting into the Dream Act and the economy and all the rest of it. But do you understand? It's hidden in plain view. The vaccines are meant to brain damage you. It's hidden in plain view. The GMO crops are designed to give you cancer. This is on record. We've got to face the full horror. I'm sorry, the little Tea Party awakening to government being too big isn't enough. We need to realize that it's all of humanity that stands to lose under this New World Order system run by psychopathic control freaks. Watson, get into this Finnish top environmental guru because his statements mirror that of all the other collectivists posing as environmentalists where they openly say, we're going to put you in re-education camps. I mean, it's incredible. These people are total authoritarians. It's like when I had the Zeitgeist guy on a few years ago and he said, Alex, you'll be put in a re-education center. And people are like, Alex, you're wrong. You must accept the re-education camp. You're the bad guy. You don't want to go to the re-education camp. And they talk about how we're too stupid. No, we're too smart. We know history. We're too smart to get down and lick the boots of control freaks that tell us they're saving our planet if we'll just be their slaves or kill ourselves. So tell us about this latest article. Global warming alarmist calls for eco gulags to re-educate climate deniers.
Yeah, this is a Finnish environmentalist named Pentti Liikola, who's now becoming more prominent and with an increasing band of followers. And it's not us that are calling him an eco-fascist. He himself describes his beliefs and his movement as, quote, eco-fascist. He openly describes himself as a Nazi. This is his own quote. We will have to learn from history of revolutionary movements, the National Socialists, the Finnish Stalinists, from the many stages of the Russian Revolution, from the methods of the Red Brigade, and forget our narcissistic self. So he's saying that we need to learn from the Nazis to do what? Well, what he advocates, which is a 90% population reduction.
which is the official UN plan. And expanding on that, we've got all these other top environmental ministers in England and other countries on record saying carbon rations. I mean, we've had some of these guests on the show. This is their real plan. They're just being honest, and they're now running TV ads saying, we're coming after you. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I mean, these people are pure evil.
Well, when you peel back the mask of environmentalism, you always come face to face with eugenics and mass death every single time. And this pest Pentti Linkola, his philosophy matches almost precisely with John P. Holdren, who is now in the White House running the geoengineering projects, which are focused around injecting our atmosphere with deadly sulfur particles, which a byproduct, just by coincidence, reduces the power of the immune system to fight disease.
And aluminum dioxide now infesting the fields.
Exactly. So what else is this guy calling for?
Oh, they're complete psychopath, Dr. Evils, and the thumb-sucking public isn't going to get it. So enjoy the cancer, enjoy the death, enjoy it. You want it, you're going to get it. Don't worry.
He says birth-giving must be licensed. Energy production and use must be drastically reduced. That humans should be forced to eat rats. That people should be barred by law from traveling, and that only the elite should be allowed to travel.
Well, that's everything being proposed under the carbon taxes. I mean, you've had the British government say only essential travel should be legal.
Right. And he says that cities, big cities, should be attacked by some transnational body like the UN with nuclear weapons or with bacteriological and chemical...
Now, that's Bertrand Russell. He said wipe out the major cities to redesign the planet. Nobel Prize winner. Same thing H.G. Wells. So, and look, all their writings, as soon as the grid's in place, they're going to release bioweapons and kill us. And the cops are listening, laughing, and because they will not look at the documents. They want to serve the government. Oh, they love the petty power trip, Paul. How do we warn the public about these people? How do we let them... I know this sounds crazy, because they are crazy. We're not the crazy ones. We're the normal people who are upset by these psychopathic demons.
Yes, and yet the establishment points fingers at us for encouraging violence when this individual directly and explicitly calls for violence to further his warped mindset of mass population reduction. We had the case a couple of weeks ago of James J. Lee.
Hold on, let me stop you, Paul. I know you've got to get the new article. You write two or three a day. You're incredible. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. That's going up about 10 minutes after you're off with us. You're almost done with that article that that you and I worked on this morning, so that's almost done. Come back, recap all the points you made without me foaming at the mouth. But as a primitive, you know, caveman with a high IQ, I mean, I can see a threat, somebody coming for me. I get upset. We'll be right back.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Do you know how frustrating it is to know the UN wants 80 to 90% of us dead? And that's the liberal view. Many say all humans must be killed and that this is what's taught at the universities globally. This is what they're setting up. All of your paychecks will be wired into the government first. You'll have weekly home inspections. You'll have to pay huge taxes to be able to have one child. The West is dying, can't even replace itself. Colin Powell says we've got to have all the illegals come in because we don't have any people left. And that's not enough. They say everyone must die. Humans are evil. And they say release bioweapons on our cities. And this is the mainline view. And they openly say once their planetary police state, that's a quote, they all say it, that once it's in place, they're going to just start openly murdering everybody. And so you think this is funny. Dr. Eric Pianca at UT, 4 years ago, made headlines when we pointed out that he got a standing ovation at the Texas Academy of Sciences saying he can't wait for 90% of us to be killed by the release of an airborne Ebola. The FBI even visited him after we warned folks. That's a normal response when somebody... And then his graduate students were sending me threatening emails, and I would search their name, and it'd be them in white lab coats working at government bioweapon labs. And I'm getting emails from them saying, we're going to get rid of all humans. And then you look them up, and they work in bioweapons labs. Oh, who do you think works at bioweapons labs? Oh, yes. Oh, they're going to really have fun, aren't they? Mm-hmm. You think 13 Monkeys or 12 Monkeys, whatever the movie is with Bruce Willis. What is that? 13 Monkeys? 12th Monkey? 12 Monkeys? You know, where the bioweapon lab releases the bioweapon that kills almost everybody? All right, I'm ranting. I want to get into the economy, the Dream Act, and how all this ties together with globalism. And I want to get into UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. And they propose going up on VAT, and they did it. And the conservative government supports it. And people go, I mean, it's just, it's unlimited what they're going to do. The goal is to bankrupt you. But before we go any further, we couldn't do this radio show. I couldn't be here every day if it wasn't for our sponsors and our listeners and our PrisonPlanet.tv members and folks that buy the books, the T-shirts, the materials. We couldn't do it without you. And so we have announced we're doing a money bomb the 14th of October 2010 to complete the new studio. This week I'm going to shoot a tour of it and show you what we need. But that's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. People are already donating. That's great. But the big day is the 14th. But it's good to have the pump primed. It's good to see the excitement. But you can also support our sponsors by the books, the DVDs, everything at InfoWars.com. I mean, can you imagine if this show wasn't here, if the websites weren't there, if the films hadn't been made? I mean, we're having an effect globally because of you, and it's time to accelerate exposing these people. We don't pull punches. When they openly say they want a planetary regime to kill us, and we see them setting it up, you better believe we come out and we don't mince words. When the IMF says they're setting up a world global tax to shut down our economy, we come out and read it. We're not intimidated by the media calling us kooks. We read what these murdering scum say. They want to intimidate you and tell you to sit down and shut up. I'm not going to do it. One other sponsor I want to tell you about is Made in the Good Old U.S. of A. And they've got a special running while supplies last. And it's probably going to be about 2 weeks. Free shipping when you buy two pairs of Made in America high-quality jeans. They got regular jeans, motorcycle jeans. They look like Levi's, but they're made a lot better, made in Georgia and Tennessee. You get a T-shirt of your choice, two different designs, and free shipping when you get two pairs of jeans. And here's my favorite of the two designs. Look at this. The beautiful Diamond Gusset, Don't Tread on Me. And it says on the front of it, Defender, Don't Tread on Me, Made in America. You talk about a beautifully designed shirt. This shirt, a $25 value free and shipping free, another $10 value or so, when you buy two pairs of jeans at gussetclothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, clothing.com, gussetclothing.com, Made in America, or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET, G-U-S-S-E-T. Okay, you want to be able to have a country and an economy? Buy from America, higher quality, and get a free shirt, and get free shipping. Can't beat that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I'm out of control, ladies and gentlemen. But I look at my children. I looked at them this morning up at 6 a.m. They're so sweet. They're so good. No murdering control freak who gets the globalists are a guild of psychopathic sadists setting up a world government to kill. Look at every other dictator. It's what they do. They're going to do it. They're already doing it through the stinking vaccines. All right, Watson, I'm going to shut up for 5 minutes. You've got the floor. I invited you on here to break down your big report, Global Warming Alarmist Calls for Eco-Gulags to Reeducate Climate Deniers. Start from the beginning what this guy's calling for and finish up your points, because then you're going to post the article, UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. Hit them hard, Watson. Tell us about this slime bag. You know, if there's too many people, he needs to go jump off a cliff instead of calling for us to be killed and calling for us to have bioweapons used on us. Watson?
He advocates another world war. He says that another world war would be a, quote, a happy occasion for the planet. He says any dictatorship would be better than modern democracy.
And that's State Department Memorandum 200. All he's stating is what's in all the government plans. Go ahead.
He advocates killing defectives. He advocates that centralized government that exerts tireless control over the system. And now the denial with this, some people, Alex, still don't get it. They think that, oh, it's just some obscure Finnish ecologist. This is the dominant belief system amongst environmentalists. You have the power in John Holdren, the White House science czar, running the geoengineering program. His 1977 book, Eco-Science, embraces the same ideals as are contained.
And he repeated all of that in 1998.
Yeah, and then you've got the money. Bill Gates, $10 billion a year funding vaccines to the third world. The prime purpose behind which is to reduce global population, as Gates said in his own words, in his own TED speech. You know, how can vaccines aimed at curing health problems, you know, lower global population unless they're sterilizing people in the third world? The depravity of what this guy advocates is just unimaginable.
No, he is a would-be killer who is part of the cult, and he is an enemy of every one of us. He wants us dead. He has stated it, and everything he's saying is official. IMF, World Bank, Club of Rome, UN, RAND Corporation, Council on Foreign Relations, all of these people are vicious pigs who want the life extension technologies for themselves and want us out of the way. And so, at least down the road, if they do release the bioweapons and pose as our saviors and organize the collapse, remember, they did it, and at least some of you can hide out and form a resistance then. A lot of you are denying now. You won't later when you're burying your dead kids. Go ahead.
But this guy makes Hitler and Stalin look like fair-minded humanitarians. I mean, he says, who misses all those who died in the Second World War? Who misses the 20 million executed by Stalin? Who misses Hitler's 6 million Jews? You know, he's not couching it behind some liberal environmentalism. He's openly saying, look, I'm a Nazi. I'm a mass murder advocating Nazi. I want to kill 90% of you.
And he is and he's the hot Hollywood star of the sicko Greenpeace people and the rest of them. This is how they all talk. I mean, I was reading all these other headlines calling for basically the same stuff. Here's the deal, though. We have really razzed them by exposing their fraud, and that's why they say they're going public and that they want to start getting violent against us. And so, folks, all we can do is defend ourselves against these... Watson, go ahead. Just go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Keith Barnish, another top environmentalist, he wrote a book recently calling for acts of sabotage and environmental terrorism. You know, blowing up dams, demolishing cities, to return the planet to an agrarian age. His book was endorsed by NASA's Dr. James Hansen. And again, this Finnish ecologist, quote, everything we have developed over the last 100 years should be destroyed. I mean, Charles Manson didn't even go as far as this guy. Manson is now similar to this Finnish gentleman.
Oh, he's now worshipped by them in mainstream news. He said 30 years ago, global warming cult killed 90%. He wrote songs for the Beach Boys. He was one of their gurus.
But he still is, Alex. He's now, Charles Manson now has a following of environmentalists who preach his message that we need to kill 50 million humans. So in comparison, I guess this... Finnish ecologist is, you know...
The truth is, they're little spoiled brat control freaks, and after all the money, the power, the drugs, they don't enjoy sunsets or beauty or wholesomeness. They get off, as O'Brien tells Winston Smith in 1984, on raw orgies of death. Well, I got news for you, chicken neck scum. You're not going to get us. You're not going to get us. You think you got us, and now you're coming out bearing your spider fangs at us, and humanity is going to rise against you, scumbag.
And listen to this quote. A minority can never have any other effective means to influence the course of matters but through the use of violence. So he's calling for violence in further of these extremists.
And that's why they staged, start over on that, but that's why they staged terror attacks, the globalists, to preemptively say patriots have done it, to neutralize us politically so they can carry out their violence against us. Go ahead.
Exactly, and now we're seeing adherents of this environmentalist cult go out and try to commit violence to further their beliefs.
No, they shoot their babies in the chest and the media says it's good. You know, you line your toddler up, shoot him with a .45, and the media's, oh, that's really good. Oh, yeah. But you don't see the Rockefellers or Bill Gates shooting their children in the chest, do you, Paul?
Well, exactly. But one of the main denial aspects of this is the fact that people say, well, there are too many people on the planet. We need to reduce global population. Now, if you accept that as a fact, then that opens the door to all kinds of horrors. The fact is, overpopulation is a complete myth. The UN's own statistics say that by 2020, the population will level out. By 2050, it will rapidly start to decline.
Well, I mean, Colin Powell was on TV yesterday saying we've only got 1.3 children for every two people. We're dying. We've got to bring in unlimited illegal aliens. They've destroyed the West, and they love it. They love defacing anything. Great.
Exactly. I mean, Russia's government begs its population to have babies because they're dying out. By 2050, population is going to plummet. We're going to have a depopulation crisis. And then I suppose.
And all is not well. The Chinese government came out and said they may get rid of the one-child policy, even if the U.S. threatens to pull funding. Our government funded it on record because they don't have enough people to pay for the old people. Because they're 1.7. We're 1.3.
Yeah, so I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing these comments. Oh, CO2 is a problem. Overpopulation is a problem. It's not. Go and look at the UN's own figures. 2050, population gets to 9 billion. It rapidly declines after that. This is an excuse used by tyrants as a justification for complete control over every aspect of our existence.
They are bloodthirsty, bedwetting chicken necks who never lived, never got in a fist fight, never climbed a mountain, never went through any stress. They are, I've seen them, they're all, and effeminate's the wrong word because that puts down women. They are these weak, serpent-like bags of maggot vomit. I'm sorry, folks, that's what they are. They are pit demons directly from Hades who love death. And I'm telling them, wondrous art, the human mind created equations that can create atomic energy and weapons and fold space systems and dimensional understanding that supercomputers are just now confirming. You hate humanity because you are weak, ugly scum, and you hate the beauty, and you will fail. You will fail. You will fail. You will fail. Watch and finish up.
Well, the amazing thing is that, you know, if we allow third world countries to develop and become prosperous, then their populations naturally stabilize. If we follow the insane policies of this elite and return to an agrarian age, then the population will explode. So their very solutions will only make the problem 10 times, 100 times worse, which shows the inherent bias, which is that they care not for
they're
the
inherently scum! They're inherently wicked little control freaks that like to roll around in buckets of blood. And I say they shouldn't roll around in our blood. If they love blood so much, then they should roll around on their own and get off our planet. They're the people we won't miss are these parasites. Look, it shows the psychology of how pimps hate their whores. Abusers hate the people they're abusing. They detest who they suck off of. Well, I detest you. Go ahead.
Yeah, this guy openly says he's a nasty, openly says that his enemy, his philosophical enemy, is growth and freedom. And he's worshipped as one of the top environmentalist academics. I mean, it's astounding. He talks about he'd be happy to kill himself if it meant that it took 100 million humans with him.
Oh, yeah, that's what Pianca says.
Yeah, he wants the creation of a green police who would abandon, quote, the syrup of ethics that govern human behavior. So that would allow them to completely dominate the population.
An army of psychopathic jackboots.
Exactly. And now what do we have with all the new green fascism measures being introduced? Exactly that. That's the start of it.
Well, Watson, you've done an incredible job. The report that we've got to get out to everyone, global warming alarmist calls for eco-gulags to re-educate climate deniers. This is their real policy, their real plan, and you better get your blood up and your guts up. You better get serious, folks, and start caring about real issues. Watson, great job. I want to bring Ted Anderson up briefly here and then come back and get into more on the economy and a bunch of other news, because gold is up another $5.70+ today. And he is the owner of this network and has the best deals on gold and silver. Is Ted in studio?
Right here with you, Alex.
Ted, we're about to go to break. I know you got to go to a meeting here in a minute, but thanks for letting me drag you on. I just wanted you to, I mean, they're admitting in the news that gold's going up because they're engaged in quantitative easing, that is printing money. Did you run out of last week's offer? What do you got today?
Well, it's funny. I had my tooth filled this morning, so I didn't have time to change prices and check inventory. So I'm just holding the same specials I did last Friday, despite the fact that silver is just 3 cents away from $21 an ounce, and gold is less than $16 now from $1,300. We do have the Walking Liberty half still at that $9.95. Actually, they've gone up in price. I just haven't had a chance to catch up with it, so I'll be doing that later today. We'll hold this special throughout the end of the day just because I'm here. I'm doing it on air. But the Franks are still at $2.75. Obviously, they've shot up in price. British Sovereigns, $3.51. Even if you want the older $20 Liberties, they're still at $16.22. $10 Liberties are $8.29. There's a whole long array of different things that are, you know, going to be increasing in price. I haven't had a chance to do it for these specials yet, but we'll be getting that taken care of. Prices will be up, you know, fairly substantial by tomorrow. So if you want to get involved in the precious metals, now's the time to do it. I mean, absolutely. Alex, watching gold and silver, I really now have the total belief that we're going to blow through $1,300 an ounce, and that's going to seem so low and inexpensive. It's not even funny.
Well, let me fire out the number, because you were unable to get rid of the last special of gold and silver you bought a month ago at a lower price, passing that savings on. You can't find a better deal anywhere, folks. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Get your order in now. You heard, at 5 or 6 today, he's getting rid of that special. 800-686-2237. Ted's got to go to a meeting. I'll see if he can hold over into the next segment. Then it's your phone calls and a lot more in the second hour. Folks, going back to eugenics that I was covering and ranting about earlier, that's the normal response to organized global government run by people that openly state they want to kill you and your family. I mean, literally thousands of prominent scientists. They're all over government everywhere. It is a cult of sickos. When Eric Pianca said things similar to what this other scientist said at the Texas Academy of Sciences, where he was winning the top award, there was a standing 3-minute ovation. Over 95% stood up, according to reporters, with tears. They get off on the power trip. These are the lowest of the low. They should be in prison or mental institutions. They're dangerous. They're calling for mass death. That's not free speech. They're calling for death. They're calling for death. And we need to start bartering. We need to expand local farms and ranches. We need to get out of the system, because the system is run by killers. While we dismantle their system, that's coming up. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. Same thing's getting set up in the U.S., where your paycheck goes to the government. This is the Finnish model. Now, I'm ranting, but Ted, to explain to people, this gold and silver, you were going to change the special today. It's still there, the radio special. Explain to people if these silver half dollars are below $10 a piece and they're selling for $15, $16 everywhere. I mean, these are deals nobody can surpass.
Well, I mean, obviously, the real world, everything's gone up more than a dollar on these coins here, because silver's gone up about $4 here recently. So, yeah, it's just been a hot market. You're going to start hearing about shortages again, because I'm already hearing it from my wholesalers out there in the marketplace. So if you want to get involved with gold and silver and you want to do it at low premiums and not pay ridiculous prices over spot, now is the time to get involved with them. And those Walking Liberty halves at $9.95 should be trading more like $12.50. And so, you know, realistically speaking, if you want to get in, I mean, now is the time to do it. I mean, the franc, 275, I buy a forecaster for a full year. You were talking about the Fed easing credit again, and that's why gold is going up. If you want to know what's going on, we have a free document. It's right from our own government. It's called the Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises. We'll send it to you. It explains why the United States government is in such trouble.
The Pentagon put out a report last week saying they believe we may completely collapse, and there may be total revolution because they've engineered it. Meanwhile, the feds are saying the recession ended over a year ago.
I know. Well, that's obviously a bunch of crap. And people need to get moving, and they need to protect themselves. And again, the only thing I can say is, you know, take the time to read this document, get the information, ask for the CBO report.
Ted, do me a favor and say baloney. It's a family show, and I'm trying to control myself as well.
I know it. I have to watch myself. Actually, I'm this meeting I'm running off to is to get you on a 100,000-watt station up here in Minneapolis. I hope I can succeed this time.
Well, I wasn't trying to criticize you, Admiral. I'm telling all my guests, myself, everybody, even mild stuff, because we do get wound up and angry. We've all got a lot of children listening, and that's not a really a bad word to say, but I pointless, Ted. You're awesome. People need to call and take advantage of this. And even the new price tomorrow is still going to be a great deal. But this, Ted, is this, because you keep breaking your previous records, is this the best deal you've ever offered on silver?
I would have to say so, yeah. With silver running up to $21 an ounce, and I priced this stuff, what was it, about 16? I mean, come on. I mean, the market has gone so much further than where my prices are. It's not even funny anymore. But yes, indeed, I do need to raise the prices. My traders have told me so. I'm selling stuff for less than I can pay for it now in the marketplace.
And that's a fact, folks. That's a fact. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Only place to get it is calling and saying it's the Alex Jones Radio Special. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Ted is awesome. He's getting us so many new affiliates, so many great stations picking us up. We're very thankful to all of them. And be sure and support our local AM and FM stations, affiliates, and spread the word about those stations that you're listening to us on. Tell people when you're at a red light or at the grocery store. And be sure to call and support their local sponsors as well. Okay, second hour coming up on the Dream Act, all of it. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two. Max Keiser coming up in the next hour. We're going to open the phones up, but I've been doing this more and more lately because we have such a giant audience, most people never been able to get through. First-time callers in this hour, free-for-all in the next hour when we take calls for Max Keiser. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. First-time callers. Would you like to comment on all these mainstream news articles where they say we need environmental fascism? Our goal is to deindustrialize and kill 90% of you. I mean, just all mainstream news, how they want to kill you. I mean, you can't. The stuff I covered yesterday where open world government is being announced by the IMF, World Bank, and UN. Global VAT taxes, national VAT taxes to destroy industrial development. The government cuts taxes, they get more money in because the economy speeds up. The government lying and saying we're not even in a recession for 15 months since June of last year. I mean, everything is wonderful, according to these people, when all the real economic numbers show we're in a depression. Colin Powell, we have a clip of him coming up. He says, hey, legalize the illegal aliens. That'll fix America, yeah. All the free anchor babies, all the free health care, all the welfare on top of it. And this lie that Americans are scum, whether they're Hispanic, black, white, or Asian, and they don't want to work. No, there's guilds of illegals that are supplemented by welfare and that basically undercut everybody else. And I'm not saying all the illegals are bad people themselves. The Ford Foundation, though, and others are there to fill them full of hatred of this country for the North American Union to be set up. So that's coming up. And also, Paul Watson's got another big report going up at PrisonPlanet.com in the next few minutes that I'll be covering later in the hour. Because I saw this report at about 6 a.m. this morning from CNBC. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. And that connected into all the past history of banning barter, of banning local sales, of banning garage sales, of controlling every facet of our lives. And this is the total control grid, and it ties into the eugenics, the environmental slave system, the neo-feudalism, the modern slavery, the modern serfdom. So we got a detailed report that boils all of this down. I'm going to be getting to that as well. Plus, they're pulling everything out to go after Christine O'Donnell. And I'm not saying she's perfect. I said last week, I don't know her from Adam. But when you've got Karl Rove coming out against her for taking 20 years to pay back her student loans and calling it dishonest and evil, when large portions of the Congress and the last two White Houses don't even pay taxes, and you've got the Republican machine against her along with the Democrats, you know something's going on. Well, it turns out over a decade ago, she was in a talk, said that she dabbled in witchcraft in high school. Well, I mean, for 30 years, half the shows on TV are about girls being witches and magic charms, and you go to the store and in the girls section, and it's got to be half of it is about that. I mean, the TV shows, the cartoons. The point is, she's a Christian now. So now we have modern witch burnings in Delaware. I mean, you got to burn her at the stake. So kind of like when they said Rand Paul had kidnapped a woman and made her use drugs. And he said, well, I'm going to probably have to sue you. And she goes, okay, it was a party, a whole bunch of people from the fraternity. Nobody kidnapped me. Nobody kidnapped me. There were some people joking around about water Buddha at a fraternity prank. Boom. Not true. Rand Paul's not a doctor. Not true. That's been proven to be a lie. Rand Paul has races at his tea parties. That was staged by the Democrats on record. Rand Paul says get rid of the Civil Rights Act. Totally not true. But this is what they do. I mean, next they'll say that she's a Martian. But if you're a real Luciferian at Bohemian Grove involved with gay porn stars, and if you're Henry Kissinger dressed up like a woman, all admitted, that is of the Lord, that is Christian, that is rock rib conservative. But when you were a teenager, you admit you dabbled in Bewitched or whatever. Well, that's it for you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your phone call. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls and a blitz of news ahead of Max Keiser in T-minus 52 minutes. But I wanted to talk about some of the political races coming up. The mainstream media is getting more and more discredited. In national polls, about 22% still trust the mainstream media. It's about 24% trust the government in any way. Depending on what poll you look at, it's right around that low 20s. And you see those numbers all the time. And you can look it up for yourself if you want to pull it up. But at the greatest time in modern U.S. history, at the greatest numbers, people do not trust the mainstream media and the government. And it's because people have learned their tricks, and they may not know all the subtle details, but they know overall they're being bamboozled, they're being scammed, that there's a tyrannical, oppressive, out-of-control, blood-sucking, parasitical agenda going on. But I've been hearing the last 6 months, oh, the GOP is going to get tied to the Tea Parties, and that's going to bring them down. The GOP is going to lose. The GOP is not going to win any seats because the Tea Parties are so radical. And I even see Karl Rove saying that. And I even see neocons on Fox putting out this talking point because the old line Republican Party is threatened by this. And they can't do what they did in 94 and put a person like Newt Gingrich, Mr. Global Carbon Taxes, Mr. New World Order in. They're not going to be able to get away with that. Boehner is not perfect, but he is certainly no Newt Gingrich, Mr. New World Order. So they're going after Boehner, saying he's an elitist because he plays golf when he came from a family of what? Was it eight kids and was a janitor putting his way through college? The issue here is that in almost every race, and I've got the spreadsheets, you can pull these up. I even heard Limbaugh talking about it Friday. The point is, Democrats who are anti-government-run health care, anti-Obama, they're the only ones still winning in the primaries. And establishment Democrats are losing in the primaries, like Specter and, you know, the laundry list out there. And it's the same thing for Republicans. Whether it's Delaware or Kentucky or Utah or Oklahoma or places like Colorado, it doesn't matter. The establishment is in deep trouble, and they know it. So the Republican leadership and Democratic leadership are teamed up right now in the rhetoric, and they're creating this self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, the Tea Parties are evil. Oh, the Tea Parties can't win. And the New York Times came out Sunday and said the White House plans to target Tea Parties, and they're going to tie the Republicans to it and try to defeat them. The White House demanded they retract the article. They've now changed it, because they know that's a losing strategy. So the good news here is we've never had a political realignment as big as it is right now since the beginning of this country. And there's no spinning it. There's no getting rid of it. There's no just making the Tea Parties Republicanoid, rhino. It's not going to work, okay? People know. People know world government's real. They know that the UN is corrupt. They know these wars are a fraud. They know Homeland Security is for the American people. They know. They know. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. The globalists can do whatever they want. They're in deep trouble. They cannot reverse this, minus massive stage terror attacks. And we've been exposing that, and so we're taking that tool out of their arsenal. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Dave in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I've got two things real quick. You couldn't have set me up better. There was a vaccination video that came out on today's show. It's called Vaccinations 101. And, of course, it got my attention because it was an Orwellian thing going with the Room 101. Okay? And there's a real witch out there, and they use neuro-linguistic programming in these things that's supposed to look like call, you know, like people are actually calling into the show. They're not. You're all set up, contrived questions. And this particular video is so obvious that what they're doing is setting things up. And the more I looked at it, the more I was able to decrypt their hand signals and their words and their numbers.
They're a gang. It's all gang slide, gang sign. It's like East Side Vato, down with it. But it's the globalist skull and bones gang sign.
Yes, and she even makes reference, obviously with the title 101, but she puts her hands up to her face one in the video, just like in the Room 101, in the movie where the two rats are in front of the face, and she's talking about when this person goes to college, how the germs will be in her face, and she needs protection, and she puts up the peace sign with her left hand. That's a va. That's a six. That's like everything she is saying is garbage, and it's a signal to each other, and it's a signal that they're insiders, and I've decrypted the whole thing, and she even, and I'm, Al, there's even 666 things that they put in these things.
Dave, I hear you. Listen, they had famous Democratic debates in 96 where they projected a devil and upside down stars. I mean, all of this means something to these people. Let's go ahead and take another call. But speaking of vaccines, here's KSL-TV out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And it says, last year's pandemic influenza made a lot of people sick, but many kids got really sick. New research released Sunday by the University of Utah shows H1N1 virus apparently triggered a high rate of neurological complications in children, including convulsions. Including convulsions. Now, what did Britain have to admit? Suspending shots for under fives, a tenfold increase in convulsions and other neurological disorders. They're designed to do it. But they're just brazenly out on the air saying mercury is good for your children. They're brazenly out saying lead in Chinese toys is good. Melamine isn't bad for children, even though it makes their kidneys fail. We're taking the dead troops' insurance money. It's good. Core exit's good for you. Asbestos is good for you. They're just throwing it all in your face. Lisa in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've been investing in silver for a while, but it isn't sort of the silver coinage. It's the sort of thing that your grandmother would hand down to you, like silver cutlery and candlesticks.
Yep.
Is that something that's okay to continue, or is it only...
It's only quadrupled in value in the last 8 years. I mean, it was on average calculated into the cost about $5 an ounce. Then they would add the craftsmanship cost and was it a collector's item? And so that would increase the value depending on the piece. But sure, your silver cutlery is valued roughly four times what it was 8 years ago. So, I mean, was that a good investment for you? Of course it was.
I hope so. If things get really, really hard, would it be something that would be easy to get rid of?
Well, here's the problem. It's not as good as silver coins because those are a mode of exchange. There's a bigger market for them. And because we're in a depressed economy, you might not get four times what you originally bought for it if it was 8 years ago or before, just because people don't have the money to buy it. But you're probably going to get a lot more than what you originally paid. So, yes, I mean, real, tangible. I mean, what do governments have? What do elites have? When they were chasing down the Nazis, what'd they have? Diamonds, gold, silver, art. Expensive silver and gold cutlery. That's called booty, valuables. And that's what's really got value. That's what the globalists obsess on because it's real.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Yes, excellent investment if you did it 8 years ago. Let's go ahead and talk to Hunt. Who's up next? Okay, Alex in California.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the airport body scanners. I want to remind people that they have an option. They have a choice. They have to say, I opt out, because you are not required by law to submit to the body scanners at the airport. And apparently, the TSA workers are trained to give you a pat down if you just say, I opt out.
So they were trying to force you to take the naked body scan.
Yeah, and they'll pressure you to into...
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you. They admit it gives 20 to 50 times the radiation of what they previously said. They admit they're storing the naked images and they lied. And the, 4 months ago in the Chicago Tribune, the head of the TSA said, we do plan to make this mandatory. And the first place they admitted it was 2 months ago in El Paso, Texas. Everyone is forced through El Paso Times. You must say no. So they tried to force you through the naked body scanner at what airport?
Well, I haven't, it's actually basically in Chicago O'Hare. But you have to say, all you got to say is, I opt out. And apparently this is a word that they've been instructed to just go ahead and give you the pat down, and they won't bother you and force you to go through the body scanner.
But was I misunderstanding, as I got from what you were saying, your phone's a bit muffled, that they tried to still talk you into it, like, we don't have somebody trained for a pat down to go through this?
Actually, you didn't misunderstand me, but... if you are about to go through in the security line and you say, I opt out, they will be forced to give you a pat down instead of making you go through the body.
Yes, sir.
Scanner.
Yes, sir. But they're trying to phase that out. So more of us need to say no. And they're under such pressure over these that now they're claiming they're going to add a computer program to it that puts a cartoon image over you so they don't see your naked body, but that's a lie as well. They are saving the images. And they're going in mobile vans. I mean, think about the magnitude of this. Forbes admits 500 vans were purchased. We're now confirming they're roving all over the country. They drive by, they stop at each house and look right through your walls, not just violating your Fourth Amendment, but bathing you in super high-powered radiation. I mean, can you believe that? I mean, this is beyond 1984.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I just want to remind people, just say, I opt out, and we will overwhelm the system.
God bless you. God bless you, Alex. Well said. The spirit of resistance is victory. Woody, Nathan, Calvin, and many others. And then a big news blitz coming up. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and prisonplanet.com. Stay with us. All right, let's go straight back to your calls. Woody in Seattle, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call. I want to tell you, my awakening happened about 2 years ago when I started listening to your show, and I started doing my own research, and I found a lot of what you had to say to be the gospel. And I want to thank you for your courage. The reason I'm calling is you were talking this morning about the scientific dictatorship that we're living in today. I studied President Eisenhower and his farewell address to the nation. Most people just remember the quote about the military-industrial complex. But he also talks about a scientific technological elite that was merging with that to create public policy and to take over the universities.
Well, yeah, no, that was an exact quote you just gave. And that quote's actually in our eugenics film that we're working on, yes.
Yeah, so I really believe that the Kennedy assassination was the linchpin for the loss of our country with regards to our political system.
I agree with you.
That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well said, Woody. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathan in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? This is great. I'm a first-time caller. I'm really great. Have great appreciation for you taking the time out to take my call.
You bet. I mean, I love being here talking to people that love freedom. Go ahead.
The other caller mentioned about opting out of those body scanners. I thought to myself, why not just write a letter to those in control and say, can I opt out of your system? That's what I'd really like to do.
Well, that's why we have to expose that the terrorism is staged in almost every case. They're doing this to set up the control system for us, and that's now admitted. Homeland Security is for the American people, period. It was never for CIA-funded cave dwellers.
Yeah, and I was watching the Obama thing today, his speech, and he it's this whole illusion of trying to reach out to the common man and pretend that they have a connection, when in reality all they've done is they've taken these things that mean something to us. You know, I always tell people it's like you got a knife in your kitchen drawer. Well, yeah, it's great for working in the kitchen, but as soon as you turn around and stick that in somebody's face, it becomes a weapon. And basically, the whole system's been designed that way. You know, whether you look at the materialism, commercialism, you got the religion, you know, with the 501c3s, the politics, everybody's just basically in this big dragnet getting sucked under.
Getting sucked under. I appreciate your call. Really good points, Nathan. And that's what it comes down to, is that there's counterfeits of everything good. And that's how the system controls things. And they are predatory. They are ruthless. It's stated. Let's go ahead and talk to Calvin in Maryland. Calvin, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's Calvin. I hope things are going well. I have a couple of questions. I'm a first-time caller. One is, I like to reach the churches and the leaders. When I woke up, it was more of a personal interest trying to debunk the things that I thought was like, there's no way that this could be happening, especially when over 70% of Americans are Christian. I was like, there's no way that something like this could form. And the more and more I dug into it, you know, I kept coming across this Alex Jones guy. I'm like, who is this guy? And what he's saying has got to be crazy. There's no way it could be true. And then the more I looked into it, I was like, oh, my goodness. It's, you know, it's, I can't find it false.
Well, and Calvin, that's one reason this radio show and the films and the news websites are so successful. Over 90% of the time, it's not even my opinion, I am covering what is admittedly going on, and I just put the info out for people to decide for themselves if that's a good thing or not, and I put it in a historical context, and that's why we're reaching so many people, because the system is so crazy. It's a group of lunatic control freaks running things, and they've tried to train us they're doing it for our own good. They're not doing it for our own good.
And I agree, and I'm having a heart. And my thing is, I like to help, you know, get this out to people. But I know, like, for me, you know, I want to find truth. That was what I want to find. And, you don't always get the answer you want to get when you seek truth. But when you go to churches and, I guess the best way is, I was looking at, you guys have a bulk buy for your end game, and I know you said before, like, for the sheriffs and stuff like that, you should go to, the Don't Tread on Me videos.
Yes, you need to educate the sheriffs, the county commissioners, but also your churches. But it's important to go to the churches and say, are you part of the clergy response teams? Are you part of the government now? And because if your preacher's telling you submit to big government, worship government, you better believe they're a government agent. They're not a preacher. They're a wolf in sheep's clothing. Anything else, Calvin?
No, that was it. I just wanted to make sure that I can reach the leaders to get the word out.
Sir, you can buy one copy of my video and make copies and give it to everyone you want. I mean, get out there and take action. Great job. All right, James, West, John, and others, your calls coming up, then a big news blitz.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to rapid fire through five or six more calls. Then I'm going to get into this headline. Government prepares to seize paychecks as status cancer explodes up at prisonplanet.com. And our report details the full spectrum of what's happening. CNBC has the headline, UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. This is the total nanny state. In the U.S., the feds want you to have a license to even have a garden that you eat out of. I mean, it's just total Soviet-level control. In fact, it's past that. So that is all coming up. And I also want to get into some video clips of Colin Powell saying, yeah, let's just get rid of the borders. Let's just legalize the illegals. You know, America's dying. We don't have kids anymore. So we've got to open the borders up to nationalistic groups from all over the planet who the government then hypes up against the country. And they want to convert the military almost entirely to foreigners. I mean, that's all in here. Do you see what's happening? Do you know in Europe and England they're ruled by foreigners they bring in to dominate them? I tell you, they got this figured out, folks. Let's go to James in Texas. James, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Was raised in Indiana around a bunch of Vietnam vets. They say, don't trust Big Brother. Don't trust the government. They're out to get you. But they never said why. Thanks to your show, opening my eyes, opening everybody's eyes, I thank you. I now know what they're talking about.
Well, but I'm not opening your eyes. I'm just like poking you in the arm and saying, hey, buddy, you might wake up and open your own eyes and look around you. But the biggest thing I'm here to push is people need to really realize how deep we've gotten into this. I mean, it's bonker land crazy. Go ahead.
It was just at Walmart. They even had a stand set up there for people to have flu vaccinations right in the middle of the store by the checkout lanes. I just chuckled as I walked by.
Well, they had record numbers of people not take the shots last year, so now they're trying to make it mandatory for medical workers outside of law, and they're just trying to put it everywhere like it's buying a bottle of bottled water. They're making it ubiquitous.
That's crazy. I just watched your Endgame last night. Great flick. Also, your Obama deception, a lot of info there. But I'd like to know a little bit more about that Georgia stone.
Pardon me, sir?
The Georgia
Guidestones?
Yes, sir. I'd like to know a little bit more about that.
Well, my film Endgame covers it. The Rosicrucians, that are an occultic pro-UN group, have a trust and bought the property decades ago, and they built these giant guidestones like Stonehenge that call for world government and reducing the world population to 500 million. We cover it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. James, I appreciate your call. Wes in Utah, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Wes, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Good to be here. Gosh, I don't know where to start here. You know, you have really helped open my eyes as well. First off, I'm just surprised that KSL TV would actually make a story like that or look at it out in the open about the vaccines. My wife is a nurse, and she's kind of been reluctant in, you know, accepting what you've been reporting. And I know it's all legit, but when she did not take that H1N1 shot, simply because I guess she was suspicious of the FDA being so quick to approve it.
And now the British Medical Journal and the EU Commission have come out and admitted that it was a fraud, that it was dangerous, and that it was payoffs. What can't she understand about hundreds of vaccines they're trying to make mandatory because drug makers are lobbying government to do it? I mean, what do we not know about other drugs being dangerous that they knowingly get approved or they prescribe to children, like psychotropics and other things? They know Adderall and Ritalin are causing heart attacks in children. I mean, they know all of this. And, I mean, your wife can read the insert, can't she? She knows that almost every year the flu shot doesn't even get it right to mirror whatever that year's mutation of the flu is. I mean, doesn't she understand that the White House science czar admits that they have a plan to put poisons in vaccines to dumb people down and sterilize them? I mean, can you take her to InfoWars.com with direct links to literally hundreds of articles we've written in the last decade, directly to the Rockefeller Foundation and others admitting they developed these vaccines? The vaccines aren't what you're told they're for. That's the issue. It's not, we don't believe vaccines couldn't be good. We don't believe there isn't something to the science of artificial immunity being acquired. It's that the people running things are a bunch of psychopaths.
Well, you know, Alex, she is listening right now in the other room. but, you know, I think she is coming around here. She's watched your movies. I've purchased Endgame and, you know, the Obama deception.
Thank you.
Has watched some of these films, and she is coming around here. Another thing that was interesting, just last week, I was furious. She was traveling in Las Vegas, and they just kind of randomly kind of selected her. She didn't have to go through a naked body scanner or anything, but they kind of harassed her. They had a Department of Homeland Enslavement guard put their hands, run their hands along her pants. And then after she gets through security, she buys a drink, a soft drink, and then one of those people come up to her and demand to test her drink. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's harassment. I'm just so angry about that.
Let me break this down to your wife and you. It's dog training. They admit it. Governor Ridge said 7 years ago as the head of Homeland Security that they would have naked body scanners, not just at airports, but at train stops, bus stops, then shopping malls, then public schools. They always, take your shoes off, take your belt off, answer questions, go through a naked body scanner, make women, you know, who've pumped to feed their babies drink their own breast milk. That's happened. They now squeeze women's body parts as enhanced pat-down. All of this is to train you to have government get in your comfort zone. Bill Clinton signed an executive order to take blood forcibly to get driver's license. Now government's proposing it. They put this stuff in place, but don't implement it right away. See, so that's the issue. The average TSA worker is just somebody, you know, wanting $15 an hour or whatever they get paid. They're on average not really bad people. Some of them are control freaks and, you know, go crazy and announce their God at the airport and get arrested or make fun of their staff being put to the scanners and getting fist fights or tell women, I'll put you in jail if you don't become my sex slave. I mean, there are some of them that are control freaks that get into that line of work, but most of them are just citizens like us. And they're given the false reason they're doing this. But the main reason it's being done is to train you to have people get in your comfort zone. When I was flying around the country with Jesse Ventura 2 weeks ago, he has a artificial hip. And every time, and I watched Jesse and others be put through, mainly older folks, and they would pat him, they would squeeze him, they would violate him. And Jesse says he hates it more each time because it's an act of humiliation. And he said, you know, America's like East Germany. And he was griping, saying, this is Nazi Germany. I'm sick of this. And it's all about them lining you up. I mean, look at the public schools. Drug dogs searching your bags. Thumb scanning to get your school lunch. Writing dossiers on your parents. I mean, this goes on in school now as part of the school curriculum. It's all done on computers now, so it's being filed with the government. This is all about reengineering society. And we have all the proof. It's so diabolical. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's why I say I do anything I can right now to keep my son in private school. We're a two-income family here, and anyway, but my wife and I are just making sacrifices to keep my son in private school. He's 10 years old now and very bright, and they are really big on the Constitution and property rights.
And that's why they want to wreck the society so that you can't escape, and your child will be taught how to use drugs, will be taught how to take Gardasil, and I want to force it on boys. I mean, the Gardasil shot admits it doesn't even protect you from papilloma, but they don't care. I mean, that's what's so insane. God bless you, Wes. I appreciate your call. John, Todd, many others. I'm going to get to you, but I've got to start news blitzing now. Let me go over this report. And for those that think we're making this up, here's MSNBC. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. The UK's tax collection agency is putting forth a proposal that all employers send employee paychecks to the government, after which the government would deduct what it deems as the appropriate tax and pay the employers by bank transfer. The proposal by Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs stresses the need for employers to provide real-time information to the government so it can monitor all payments and make better assessment of whether the correct tax is being made. Gotta have a license to have a garden. They've got that legislation in Congress. You're guilty until proven innocent. They're coming in with taxes and regulation and inspectors for swap meets and for bazaars and for garage sales. It's about total surveillance of everything you do. So Paul Watson put together a report. And actually, guys, when we printed this, it only printed the front page. So can you print me the full article? Or I guess I can read it off screen, actually, since it's kind of hard because it's across the room. This is a prisonplanet.com detailed report. Government prepares to seize paychecks as status cancer explodes. And Finland does things similar to this. The government controls your bank account. Everything must be done digitally. And this is how they fully control the system. Forget big government. The same elite policies caused the financial collapse are now ready to launch the next phase of their fascist takeover of the economy. And then they can also track everything you're doing. They already know your customer, track your bank account in live time. By forcing businesses to send employee paychecks straight to the government, who would then deduct the appropriate tax before the employee receives their wage, as the status cancer of collectivism grows. They just raised the VAT tax on top of their income tax over there. The proposal represents another hammer blow to financial privacy as the establishment moves towards a total cashless society where every transaction is tracked, traced, and controlled by the authorities. The UK's tax collection agency is putting forth a proposal that all employees send employee paychecks to the government, after which the government would deduct what it deems as the appropriate tax payment for the employee bank transfer. And of course, CNBC doesn't call this a police state. It's wonderful. The system would be run by the same organization, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, that has become notorious for its botch handling of data and incorrect tax calculations. They're always higher. It's not incorrect. Which have forced people to spend months and even years trying to claim back unfairly claimed money seized by the tax man. But this story is about as far more than the threat of mere bureaucracy or bumbling incompetence. This is about the system exploiting the economic crisis it caused as a pretext to completely dominate and control our lives. This is about the state handing itself the power to arbitrarily raise taxes to a new level, any level it desires, and then automatically seize the money with no chance of redress or petition on behalf of the taxpayer. See, it's about not even giving you the choice. It's about you're a criminal, you're guilty, your check goes to the government, and then you're lucky if you get anything. Then they raise the taxes till you go bankrupt. Then you go on the dole. Now you're under government eugenics health care. Now they can phase you out with the death panels. And they can tell the government workers or people on government contracts, kill granny, you get 10 jobs. This is the post-industrial deindustrialization system openly announced by the White House science czar and others. This is the global plan. This is what I have coined the term social cannibalism. What do you think Mao did, killing 80-plus million people? The Chinese government states, our government 64 mil, they say. Whatever. The point is, this is what they do. This is their system. But this story is about far more than the threat of mere bureaucracy or bumbling incompetence. This is about the system exploiting the economic crisis it caused as a pretext to completely dominate and control our lives. This is about the state handing itself the power to arbitrarily raise taxes at any level it desires and then automatically seize the money with no chance of redress or petition on behalf of the taxpayer. And it's about a cashless society. Look, the government has said in the near future, you will face scan, and they now are going in everywhere. It scans you from 8 to 10 feet with a laser. You don't even have to know, you know, stop for it to scan your eyes. And if you haven't paid taxes, they're saying you won't be allowed to use your card or buy or sell. And we've already got banks harassing patriots and conservatives and libertarians for their purchases and what they're doing. This is a total nightmare grid. We have to respond by going more and more to a barter economy so these criminals can't have their way with us. Again, slave masters keep the slaves dependent. This is real. This is happening. This will happen here in the U.S. This is the worldwide plan. England's always the beta test. Allied to the proposal will be a new program that will force middle-class families to take government lie detector tests. That's a quote. Which are notoriously unreliable and inadmissible in court, part of an intrusive tax investigations into their financial affairs. So now the government's going to come out with a mobile lie detector test, not when you're charged, but preemptively, worse than 1984. And now 500 mobile vans blasting your house with high-powered radiation in the U.S. They lie about everything. They're just completely and totally criminal. And for some reason, this is malfunctioning. And it just double printed the article. So I'm going to go to the article itself. I'm not the best news reader reading from a distance, but I'll be able to do this. Let me go ahead and continue here. Allied to the proposal will be a new program that will force middle-class families to take government lie detector tests, which are notoriously unreliable and inadmissible in court as part of intrusive tax investigations into their financial affairs. Prime Minister David Cameron and his sidekick Nick Clegg's promise to deconstruct the Big Brother state in Britain has proven to be completely fraudulent. This is Big Brother on steroids, and it mimics a myriad of other programs on both sides of the pond that are being enforced as part of the same move towards total regulation and control over every aspect of our existence. We'll have to gauge how to properly shut down the economy. And if you've got a black market economy to survive, you're not totally under their control. So they've got to remove that. You can't have the rats finding a little piece of cheese here and there. Now let's continue. Local tax authorities such as Pennsylvania telling residents, we know where you live, and threatening to use satellite imaging technology to track them down for claiming back taxes. Remember that? So-called smart meters being introduced by law to allow utility companies and the government to regulate energy consumption remotely. First they lied and said they wouldn't do it. Now they admit they're doing it remotely. Government plans to dictate what kind of household appliances people are allowed to own and what kind of light bulbs they can use. Fees and restrictions on garage sales and any kind of independent, local, community-driven economic activity. Legislation aimed at preventing people from sharing, trading, or selling homegrown food as part of total homeland security takeover of all U.S. food and U.S. farms. Same thing's happening in Europe. The exact same system. Then by law, they won't allow you to know if GMO foods are in the stuff you buy at the store. Hardcore evil. And I couldn't even buy Big League Chew for my kids, you know, bubble gum, because it had aspartame now added. Every major sugar gum now with it added. Deadly brain damage. Every new assault the state launches against us is forced around increasing our dependence on Big Brother and making us destitute and unable to survive without welfare. People in the United Kingdom and the United States need to understand that their governments are malevolent. And that their primary purpose is to obliterate the middle class by forcing them to become dependent on the state. This is war, folks, against you. As the cost of living soars, as tax hikes go through the roof, and as austerity fascism starts to bite, governments are now moving to prevent people from becoming self-sufficient, dashing the only hope of avoiding poverty for many. Allied with the march of green fascism, the economic crisis has been ruthlessly exploited by the elite to empower the state to wholly subjugate the people under the thumb of big government. Every step they take is about enriching themselves politically and financially while ensuring our only recourse is to beg for handouts in return for allowing ourselves to become slaves whose every action is controlled, cataloged, judged, and controlled. Classical bondage with a high-tech overlay, and one of the most diabolical facets of this is the trillions of dollars spent on defense and security is now our economy. The majority of the new tuitions, the grants that are being funded in universities in the West and Japan as well, are for data mining, are for spying, are for running naked body scanners, are for controlling this. And then the government funds globalist companies that we then buy these systems from. And so they're making it where the only jobs you'll be able to get is in the control grid, either in the prison or working basically in the gulags. It's so horrible. Meanwhile, the Third World has had its development blocked by the IMF and World Bank as part of their official policy. They're starving to death, begging to come here. The globalists then bring them here to drive down wages. They get them on the political plantation to vote for more socialism, more handouts. And they're trying to fully convert the military over to majority foreigner. And they put out this idea that Americans don't want to work. Only illegal aliens can do it. We've got to legalize them, give them free tuition, and then let them bring their families in. Here's Colin Powell promoting the new act that they are trying to attach the Immigration Act onto the defense budget that's set to be voted on as early as tomorrow. Here's that clip.
We have millions and millions of illegal immigrants in our country, undocumented individuals who are working, who are doing things we need done in this country. They're all over my house doing things whenever I call for repairs, and I'm sure you've seen them at your house. We've got to find a way to bring these people out of the darkness and give them some kind of status. In the next few years, we will discover that between the ages of 15 and 64, the working ages of our people, Most of those are going to be kept in that age group because of immigration and the children of immigrants. Whereas in other parts of the world, the age of the population is getting older and fewer people are working. So I'm telling you, and I'm telling all of my citizens around the country, is that immigration is what's keeping this country's lifeblood moving forward. They enrich our culture with every generation. Okay. And we have to find a way.
So he says, we're going to discover we don't have any children anymore because of liberalism, because of eugenics, because don't have a kid, it's horrible. Now, they won't let the third world develop. They block them through their official policies. Then they come here and turn us into a third world country. You understand that? And that's their program. That's their plan. That's their operation. And then they use these people as a weapon. And the DREAM Act is to make these people all members of the military. And I'm sorry, folks, you can see the statistics. The biggest recruiting centers for the military are not in the United States. They're in Eastern Europe, they're in the Philippines, they're in Mexico City. And this is the same British model of foreigners that can't even speak English ruling over us. You are the enemy. Remember in all the Homeland Security reports that have been leaked to us, it's focused on landowners, ranchers, farmers, business owners. They hate you. And the White House science czar has said they want a post-industrial United States. That is their goal. I know it's hard for people to believe and deal with, but it's the reality. We're going to go to break and come back and hit some more news in the first five-minute segment. Then Max Kaiser's coming on at 8 after joining us from France. Should be a lively and interesting discussion on the economy and a lot more. We've got a special that's just running for a week or so more. You get a copy of the Obama Deception showing you the globalist master plan and how he's their puppet, as well as the Republicans. Such an important film for everybody. You get this film, 1995. Get Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, American Conspiracies hardcover, $24.95 book, absolutely free. But supplies are not going to last long. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase supports the broadcast.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson has written a devastating article. It is so vital. British government to seize all paychecks. Do you think slaves on a plantation in Georgia in 1825 were allowed to have their own paycheck or keep money or have a weapon? No. The British people are slaves, and the government knows that they're going to put up with it. They'll submit to it, so the sky's the limit. As Thomas Jefferson said, the exact level of tyranny you'll live under is whatever you'll put up with. And the federal government and others want a similar system here. That's why they want, quote, automatic transfer by law, because the government already controls the banks. This is their system. This is the cashless society. Max Kaiser's coming up. I'm going to raise this with him and a lot more. But right now, I wanted to go back to some of your phone calls. John in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I actually used to be a former employee at the FCC. I won't say which office, but it was actually during the whole Madoff thing. And what was pretty interesting, I have 2 points I want to raise.
Well, for those that don't know that just joined us, for 11 years they were sent dossiers on exactly what Madoff was doing, and they protected him.
Yes, they did. They certainly did. And I received an email, and I was a low-level employee. I did not know much while I worked there. They didn't share much information with me. But I received an email saying that any sort of evidence or files concerning the matter with Eric Swanson, who was the attorney who I believe was involved in it, that they would be immediately recused. So that, I think, points to their involvement in a cover-up.
Well, the SEC, under the new Federal Reserve rules, is given total anonymity and secrecy to commit even more crimes.
But it's an arm of the government, and I think they should be held responsible, don't
you? Well, I mean, sir, I do. Look, it turns out 11 years ago, right around the time they got rid of Glass-Steagall, the Veterans Affairs made a secret deal with the major insurance companies to steal the death benefits of 6 million vets. I mean, that's Bloomberg. That's what I'm saying. These people are total criminals. They're stealing trillions a year, and they're not going to stop until we really wake up. That's what I'm saying. The corruption is light years past what I can even verbally articulate, and the public knows something's wrong, but still has only woken up to one micron of how serious it is. But absolutely, the SEC are a pack of criminals. Any real company that's American and patriot, they go after them and arrest them for crooked toenails. But if you're a total criminal stealing $100 bill, you are protected.
Yeah, I mean, it's the largest Ponzi scheme. I just found it kind of curious that anybody who had evidence would be immediately recused. But
well, it's the largest one man that we know of, but the Federal Reserve System itself is a galactic Ponzi scheme, and now they're rolling that into a global carbon tax, global Ponzi.
Right, right. And I just wanted to mention one more thing. Our tax dollars are being spent very well, because on several occasions, one in particular, I actually walked in the office of an attorney who was sleeping on the floor.
Really?
Yeah, and I'd heard stories about other people who had been fired from U.S. Attorney's Office jobs for slacking off, watching baseball games, things like that. So if anybody wants to know whether or not their tax dollars are going to a good cause, there you go.
Well, I appreciate your call, sir. You ought to write a report about it and use a pseudonym. But the federal government is growing by leaps and bounds. And it's not, I mean, we have cancer. The world has cancer. It's called tyranny. And it's in our lungs, our brain, our skin, our liver, our kidneys, our intestines. It's in our eyes. It's in our mouth. It's in our throat. It's in our fingers. It's in our bones. And they're just saying, hey, this is a great deal. And Europe's under the same control. And people, again, I go back to this, they have to wake up to the fact that it is just all rotten and has to be replaced.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Max Kaiser is a TV presenter, radio host, entrepreneur, broadcaster, and journalist. He's the inventor of the virtual specialist technology, prediction markets, Hollywood Stock Exchange, and a lot more. And he's had shows with, of course, BBC, Al Jazeera, Press TV, Russia Today, has two TV shows right now. He has a show Saturday mornings on the GCN Radio Network and a show on 104.4 FM in London. And he is our guest for the rest of the hour. And yes, I'll be taking phone calls. Max can talk about any issue you raise, but hopefully it'll be on some of the issues we're going to be discussing. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Max, I know you've seen the comic relief in the news. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please, here. Recession officially ended in June 2009. Of course, all the mainline economists we talk to say we've been in a recession for at least 5 years. 2 years of a recession is really a depression. But we're talking about 4, 5, 6 years, depending on how you cut it. Now, the government's Cook numbers say 9.6% unemployment. The real number is above 22. You've just got massive systemic layoffs. You've got the greatest level of poverty, the Census Bureau admits, in over 50 years. But that doesn't matter. Alan Greenspan and others, a recession officially ended in June of 2009. The Great Recession, now it's the Great Recession, ended in June 2009, according to the body charged with dating when economic downturns began and end. But the news comes amid rising fears of a double dip recession. Now they're saying it's a double dip housing market, but it never came back. It continues here. The National Bureau of Economic Research, independent group of economists, released statement Monday saying economic data now clearly points to the economy turning higher last summer. So 15 months ago. Max, next they're going to tell me that the moon is made of cheese.
Well, look, the way the economy is measured is GDP, And over the past 20 years, the amount of debt that has had been taken on is increased exponentially. So for every dollar of debt 25 years ago that produced a dollar in GDP, up until 2007, it took something like $8 of debt to produce the same dollar of GDP. So the GDP masks the fact that for 25 years, the American economy has assumed hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars worth of debt. Starting in 2007 and then gathering speed in 2008, that debt implosion, of course, started to create havoc in the economy. Obama came in, they threw in some stimulus, they threw in a bank bailout that created a short-term ripple that lasted about 6 months, that ended. All the subsidies for housing are over. The make-work programs are over. The primary trend is this contraction.
And we're in even greater debt now.
That's right. The debt has increased. That's exactly right. The debt has increased, and it's increased to the point where central banks are doubting whether America will be able to pay its bills. Heretofore, ipso facto, they are buying gold. So central banks, for the first time in decades, are buying gold. Up until recently, they were net sellers of gold. Now they're actually buying gold. So this is another huge piece of the equation for gold. You've got central banks plus all that smart money in the hedge fund community, like John Paulson, like Paul Tudor Jones in the U.S. They're buying gold now.
And so gold is just $13, $14 away from hitting $1,300. Bloomberg reported, as you know, Max, 2 weeks ago, that the most popular futures option on gold in the month of December in New York and Chicago is 1,500 smackers. Even mainline Reuters and CNBC are saying people are doing this because, even if it's not made public, quantitative easing is accelerating, money printing is accelerating, that the monetization of debt is accelerating. What does, A, how high do you think gold will go before Christmas? And B, what does all this mean to the real economy?
Well, since I've been on your show, really I have two main themes, gold and the casino gulag. Gold certainly is benefiting now from what I saw and what others like Bob Chapman on your show have seen. There's a breakdown of trust in these banks and in these economies around the world, and they're being net buyers of gold. Ultimately, this means that gold will be a factor again in terms of backing the dollar or some. Let's say if it does back the dollar, you've got roughly $1.7 trillion in what's called M1, the most readily accessible money component in the U.S., divided by America's gold supply. If they monetize the cash into gold, that we're talking about $5,000 an ounce. Jim Rickard, who's an excellent commentator, he's on CNBC all the time. He used to work on Wall Street as a credit analyst and as a guy who monitors all of the bank regulations for banks. He's a very knowledgeable guy. He made the case for $5,000 an ounce gold this week. It's a very compelling case.
And they're also making $50 an ounce silver.
Well, the old high on silver was 50. If you remember the Hunt brothers back in the 80s, they made a run on the cornering the silver market. It got to 50. But I think, you know, sure, silver is going to break out. And it's an interesting play because it's both an industrial metal as well as a precious metal. And I just look at the gold because this is the one that the central banks and the global economies and the global currencies key on the gold market. On top of that, if you can look at silver and say, yes, silver will piggyback gold and probably on a percentage basis outperform gold. But in terms of talking about macroeconomics, gold is the one issue that everyone has now got to come to terms with.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong from your research, but the central banks have tried to suppress the price of gold for decades because it competes with their fiat derivative counterfeit instruments. Now it appears that they're beginning to at least partially capitulate to the fact that gold is not going to be able to be suppressed.
Well, that plus another major factor is that the industry itself, the biggest producers of gold miners, the biggest gold miners in the world have for the past 25 years had large short positions where they were hedging their gold production books. These big producers are now closing down their hedge positions. They are now buying back all of their short positions. They're going all in. They realize that at the current cost, their cost of $400 or $500 or $600 an ounce to produce gold, it makes no sense to hedge their books at all. It makes no sense to hedge, to sell short any gold. They totally don't believe now when they hear Wall Street and the central banks are going to try to lease out gold to keep the price artificially suppressed, as you just mentioned. So the industry itself is saying, we're all in. We're no longer hedged. We're buyers of gold. Hedge funds are big buyers of gold. Central banks are buyers of gold. Foreign governments are big buyers of gold. Now, the one buyer, the one absent in this equation is the retail investor. Less than 1% of the $1 trillion or so of investable assets around the world, less than 1% is invested in gold.
That's right. Now, and when they finally come to the party, that's when we could see the $5,000 an ounce, is what the economists are saying. I mean, because they still remember the media saying, don't buy gold, invest in Enron. And they're still holding on to penny stock Enron and sending me emails saying I'm a kook. You know, I said invest in gold when it was $260. Now it's up at $1,300. And they're sending me emails saying I'm a piece of trash. And, I mean, they really believe in Enron stock.
Gold, here's the way to think of it, Alex. Gold right now is still in a bear market. It hasn't even started its bull market. Even after nine straight years of 20% gains, compared to the gains that will come once this market gets hot.
And that's because they've artificially suppressed it for decades.
That's right. So you'll see gaps of $200, $300 moves in a day. That's what we're talking about. Then it'll be a real bull market. Then everybody will be buying gold. Then you're talking $5,000 an ounce. Then politically, it'll completely transform economics.
Will there ever be a time to dump it?
Yeah, of course. But at that point, in other words, you want to be in a position where you can sell gold and you're able to buy assets for incredible bargains.
And that brings the new problem. They've got Democratic operatives mainly trying to come in and demonize the entire gold market just because of Glenn Beck. And I don't see that being effective.
Well, the government, the federal government, it's as the price gets higher, it becomes more of a problem because it shines a negative light on the system, the banking system, the fiat currency system. As it gets higher, you're going to hear about such things as, well, maybe gold should be taxed at an exorbitant rate as a way to try to control gold ownership. Of course, confiscation they've tried before.
But you've already paid taxes on the money that you used to buy the gold.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they could say for gold, this administration has incredible power. I mean, the Obama deception is, unfortunately, it's all too real. You know, they took all of the abusive powers of the Bush administration and they've repackaged it as the Obama administration. They've got incredible powers. They could simply say anyone who owns gold is a terrorist and we're going to tax you 90%.
Oh, yeah, they're set to pass amnesty this week. Nobody wants it, and they just say, we don't care.
So you can't put anything by them. There's no rule of law. There's no justice. I mean, so this is going to be the problem on the other end of the equation. Gold will go to 5,000. Then the problem is going to be the tax problem. It's going to be the confiscation problem. There will be other problems with it. It's not going to be a smooth sailing, and it's just not going to be a straight shot to 5,000 and game over. All markets are always dynamic. There's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts, but clearly the trend for gold is higher.
When do you see it being 5,000? Answer that when we come back. Max Kaiser's our guest. We'll get into England, and that's a trend they want to set up here, where all paychecks are seized by the government. No, you can't make this up. That's the headline at Infowars.com. British government to seize all paychecks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Max Kaiser's our guest, MaxKaiser.com. We're going to get into the casino gulag, the latest developments on that front, the economy we're phasing over to coming up. But Max, I want to get into British government to seize all paychecks. That's up on Infowars.com, our detailed article. CNBC has its own headline about how good it is. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. But before we get to that, When do you see gold going up above 1,300, 1,500, 2,000?
Well, it's been appreciating at about 21% a year for the past now 9 years. And so that's the path that it's on. I think that we can look forward to seeing it make those types of moves. So let's call it 20%. So, you know, you're talking $500, $600 a year at this point. And, you know, just keeping making leaps and bounds, continuing to go higher.
Yeah, I mean, it's exponential. Once it gets to 2,000, you know, then it jumps quickly to 3,000.
Well, yeah, once it'll track that retail investor, there'll be a buying panic. It'll overshoot. I mean, the fair market value for gold is probably somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000, but it'll overshoot, just like the housing market overshoots, the dot-com overshoot. You know, all markets overshoot both on the upside and the downside. The real estate market in America, the fair market value is probably 20% down from where it is now, but it'll overshoot. It'll go down to another 50 or 60%.
But as usual, the yuppies won't invest till right at when the bubble's about to burst.
Well, they'll be, you know, the classic sign is when, you know, you're jumping a cab and the cab driver's talking about all the gold they're buying. I mean, people think that gold is widely owned at this point.
Because when the shoeshine boy's telling you to buy gold, get out.
Yeah, that this is a thing. You know, at some point when it becomes just, you know, like the dot-com craze, I remember Barbara Streisand was calling our office to buy shares of, you know, it just became an insane mania, like the dot-com mania. Gold should get into a dot-com mania, which means it's going to overshoot on the upside. It's a very limited supply. There's less than $3.5 trillion of available gold. There's $700 trillion in bad derivatives and bad debt. Try forcing, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of bad debt through a very small aperture, which is the current gold price, and something's got to give, and that's the price.
So you're talking about $3,000 an ounce gold in 5 years?
Well, you know, I'm just saying that 18,200. I mean, I'm looking for you get into a sucker's game when you start to try to pick the price and the time because you say, well, I've got time and I'm going to wait and I'll buy it right before it moves. You know, that's a sucker's play. The thing to do is just to steadily accumulate a position every month, every quarter, just keep accumulating. If you just followed that simple strategy for the last 8 years, you would have the best performing asset by a factor of several 100% over almost every asset out there.
It's now right at 4 times what it was, but again, the yuppies don't get involved because they're smart.
Just have a steady accumulation pattern and let the market work for you. Don't work for the market. You do your steady accumulation, let this thing play out, and you'll see where it's going. Don't try to double guess it or out guess it or trade it.
Let's shift gears now. Talking about Gulag, they want automatic transfer in the U.S., in Europe. They're tracking everything we do in our bank accounts. Now the British government, and they wanted a VAT increase, they got it. Now they're saying everyone's paycheck will go digitally to the government, then they'll give you what they think, this is actually quoted, you deserve. So they can just raise taxes out of nowhere. I mean, what will the Brits not put up with? British government to seize all paychecks. That is clearly a portend for the rest of the world. Max Kaiser, your take on that?
Sure. Well, that's the gulag part of the equation. And don't forget the casino part of the equation. Okay, but clearly the gulag is alive and well in Britain. And the government going through this phase of taking your pay and then allocating your pay is a step toward a pure command and control economy.
Hugo Chavez didn't even, Stalin didn't even do that.
They are very frightened because the banks are still going to announce, this should tell you that the banks are still going to announce massive write-downs in the next 6 to 12 months. The biggest banks in the world are obviously about to say that they have another $15 to $20 trillion in bad debt.
So they not only need your pension fund, they now need your entire paycheck. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by.
Right. So that's why the UK government is telegraphing this fact. In other words, they're saying, well, before the banks announce this $15 trillion loss, we better announce that we're going to confiscate your pay and then allocate your pay first. This way, it'll take the sting out of having lost your entire net worth in your economy.
And then they could turn those giant pools into derivatives again.
Of course. Well, that's the play to
Explain it to us when we come back, Max. This is key. because, yeah, we haven't seen the other shoe drop yet. And don't worry, the Federal Reserve will get more power. Bank of England will get more power. We can give them everything. And if we don't like it, the SWAT team will drop by. This is called living as slaves. We'll be right back with Max Keiser. Stay with us.
We've got it. This
transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, we're going back to Max Keiser. Take some of your phone calls as well. I want to put Max on the hot seat about global warming after he finishes his other points. But first, I want to tell you about some of the great sponsors that made today's radio show possible. You know, it's not enough to just own firearms. You need to know how to use them. Go out to beautiful Pahrump, Nevada. Get 5 days of world-class firearms training, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. It's frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle. And if you act fast, you get a Springfield XD pistol in the caliber of your choice after you finish the class. Frontsight.com. Frontsight.com. No drill instructor or tough guy attitude. It's a family affair, whether it's handgun, rifles, or shotguns you want to be trained in. A lot of great free material as well. Excellent website, frontsight.com. Check it out today. Also, eFoodsDirect.com. The globalists have several bills. We've got a guest coming on tomorrow about it. Openly, to where you can't pick cherries if you live in Washington State out of the tree and bake a cherry pie. That's called manufacturing. It's penitentiary time. I mean, again, I can't believe any of this. Taking your paychecks without... all right, I'm going to start hyperventilating. I'm going to settle down just for a minute here. It's a bad nightmare. And point is, you need high-quality storable foods, and they've only got a week or so left in this. What? Yeah, exactly a week, the 27th, to buy three, get one free of any of their great food lines. It's all non-GMO, non-hybrid, made right here in America, all fresh, lasts more than 10 years, highest quality, best prices. I love them. It's where I get my storable foods. So I approached them, 4 years ago and said, I bought a lot of storable food. It's crud. Your stuff doesn't have MSG in it, and it doesn't have a bunch of fillers. I want to buy from you, and it's great stuff. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsDirect.com. Banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can give them a call also, get a free brochure, 800-409-5633. That can also answer your questions. I wouldn't sit around and count on the government if we go into a full collapse. 800-409-5633. And last but not least, MySolarBackup.com. We've had this sponsor for 4 years. Listeners just love them. You can buy a bunch of these, run your old house, or get one and run your garage, your workshop, or your campsite. It's got the solar panel, the little control unit, and the batteries. Very easy to use, no fumes. It's just wonderful. One word, mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. The government does not own the sun yet, folks. It's time to take action. 877-327-0365 or get a free information package or mysolarbackup.com. Going back to Max Keiser. Max, I cut you off there at the break. You were getting into the next big shoe to drop, the government seizing the pension funds, the bank accounts, everyone's paychecks, giving you a small portion back. They're now saying in the U.S. they may do this. I want you to finish up on that in the next shoe to drop. But then, I know you saw a month ago and then last week, you had to see it, Bloomberg. And I kept getting calls years ago about this, and I never checked into it because I couldn't believe it. See, I've just come to the point now, I know it's all true and worse than I can imagine. And if I can imagine it, I can Google it, and there's the government promoting it but saying it's good. I mean, it's just anything you can imagine, they're doing it and more. And Bloomberg reported, and the articles are weird. It's got the government saying, well, we changed the rules secretly so we're allowed to. 6 million veterans, as they die from Korea, well, World War II, some of them are still alive, great folks, Korea, Vietnam, Desert One, the new wars, that they take their insurance death benefits that they've been paying for and just keep it. And the media says, this is good, this is wholesome. And they're saying they're doing it to shore up bad banks. And they're also reporting that they're taking pension fund money and investing it in failed banks. I mean, is there no end? I mean, do we have to like slit our wrist and pour the blood into Bernanke's mouth and then that's not enough? I mean, Please continue, Max. I mean, where is this going? Because this is even worse than I thought it could be. I mean, there's no end to their rapine.
Well, again, that's the gulag part of the equation. And soldiers, it's not enough that they die fighting stupid wars, pointless wars, but the death benefits go to the insurance company. So they really, it's a slap in the face to the non-mercenary soldiers who are in the field dying for a pointlessness. You know, blood for oil, as Tony Blair admitted now in his new book, his autobiography, says, yeah, the war was for oil, and I don't care because you can't touch me. I'm part of the New World Order, so go pound sand. So it's a real slap in the face of these U.S. servicemen. I don't know why they serve a day more doing in any of these wars. It's a complete waste. But on the casino
because
side...
Because the government made the deal, Max. The government came and said, this is good, rob them. And then they said, absolutely. I mean, that just shows... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's on the gulag side. So, I mean, throughout history, that's been a trick governments have used to entice young men to go die for oil companies or the oligarchy. That's no big surprise there. But what's fascinating to me is on the casino side of the casino gulag. Now, I've talked about Farmville and before in this virtual currency, Zynga. There was a story out last week where people who have become addicted to Farmville are buying the virtual currency for $500 in U.S. dollars cash to finance their addiction. So here's the
Max,
story.
In these other games, people pay thousands of dollars for imaginary Lamborghinis, and then they go to real parties and get girlfriends because of their imaginary crud.
Well, yeah, but there's the addicts. What it's a heroin addict or a gambling alcoholic addict or an online game addict, they're stealing money, and they're spending $500 a pop to get a black market virtual currency hit from a company called Zynga. And Zynga is not publishing these numbers, but this is the primary source of their profits, is by feeding virtual currency addicts who then go into these games to impress people because they're accumulating, as you say, virtual Lamborghinis, virtual property, playing virtual farms. So there's a whole, that's the casino part of the casino gulag. They throw you in the gulag, but they give you, you know, virtual currencies, and then you play virtual games all day in the hopes that you can win, you know, a few points here and a few points there, and it keeps you distracted and tied into this casino gulag. Then this is the total soup to nuts, 360 degree occupation of your mind, as you would say. There's a war on for your mind. This is how it's being done all the time, using virtual currencies, online games, Farmville, Facebook, and it's happening in real time.
And they always think their enslavement is cute and like their little goodie. And those of us that criticize it, we're just not in on the trendiness, Max.
Well, I sent you that video of this guy who was promoting the fact that in the future, everything will have a camera, a online wireless connection, and a database connection. So every time you brush your teeth, you'll get a credit from the toothpaste company. Every time you eat your... And I told you last time about those drugs. When the drugs wear off in your blood, it sends a chemical reaction to a patch on your skin, which then sends a text message to your phone that you should take another
pill. No. They've already got pills that have a wireless system in it. And,
that's right.
And again, they're saying if you want a job, you're going to have to put up with this surveillance. I mean, they're hardwiring a new environment where to survive, we literally are merged with a matrix.
Well, I'll make the following prediction. They'll figure out how to put a phone line through an umbilical cord to a fetus and get fetuses to rack up virtual debts to the point where they abort themselves to escape prenatal bankruptcy.
Well, actually, I remember 10 years ago, the state of Oregon started pre-drugging children in utero and then at birth putting them on probation, and now England does that. The babies, it was at age two, now at birth, if their parents were ever involved in any crimes, they then say genetically they're criminals. And so, yes, this is the new system.
So, you know, I'd like to see somebody come out against this because I'm against the casino gulag and I'm for... the rights of the unborn not to indebt themselves to the point of aborting themselves to avoid a credit card default at the Visa or the MasterCard.
But there'll be a monetized mass fetal opt-out fund that they'll monetize with derivatives to pay for it.
Of course. Goldman Sachs will come up with a fetal pre-abortion collateralized debt obligation that they'll sell to Citibank, and then they'll sell it on to some fund.
By the way, we're not joking. I saw a writing you did 8 years ago where you predicted they would start betting on terror attacks. Then they used your technology to come out with the virtual terror attack to actually make money off the terror attacks.
The policy analysis market, PAM, John Poindexter, of the Department of Defense, came out with that market. They tried to launch it publicly. They shut it down. The outrage was in the press. They still run it behind the scenes. They try to make a market in terror attacks. And, of course, insider trading is rife on Wall Street. People make money by trading in inside information. So, too, in the terror market. When you see a big terror event, it's because the insiders are trading on inside information to make a killing on the offline terror futures market, of course.
Well, right when they were about to do the global rollout of naked body scanners, the State Department was ordered by the CIA on record to put the underwear bomber on the plane, and he was protected, and that was confirmed. So that was the little fear rollout. I mean, it's all staged.
Well, the theology that guides it is market fundamentalism. They believe that the market is their god, the market is always right, and it's America's fundamentalist ideology. It's as dangerous as any Islamic fundamental extremism. It's American market fundamentalist extremism.
Okay, we're almost
Obama
out of time, and sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying it guides Obama, Geithner, Summers, and Bernanke. They're all market extremist fundamentalist market worshipping zealots and ideologues.
All right, let's play this clip from a video game conference where they're now talking about exactly what you predicted. Here it is.
Sensors everywhere detecting so many things in your life, and these things are going to be able to be used for gameplay. So we're moving on a road towards disposable technology. If anyone here ever bought a Furby, right, the Furby costs like $20, $30. It has more technology in it than they used to put a man on the moon. And many people have now thrown out their Furbies because it's like it's kind of dumb and they throw it out. It's disposable technology. We're, before too long, going to get to the point where every soda can, every cereal box is going to be able to have a CPU, a screen, and a camera on board it, and a Wi-Fi connector so that it can be connected to the internet. And what will that world be like? Well, I think it'll be like this. You'll get up in the morning to brush your teeth, and the toothbrush can sense that you're brushing your teeth, and so, hey, good job for you. 10 points for brushing your teeth.
All right, stop there.
It can measure how long, and you're supposed to brush
your teeth. So it's totally Pavlovian, but this is actually their plan with the RFID. California's coming out with license plates that put advertisements on it for the state, but also when you're good and pay your carbon taxes, trees will then grow and show that you're a good person, so the Mao gangs that they're now setting up won't pickaxe you in the parking lot. Max Kaiser.
Well, it's positioned as a game, which the word game sounds innocuous and innocent, and it's just a game. And this is how they're selling it to people. People buy into Farmville because it's an innocent game. They don't realize that it's a way to reduce the average wage in America from the minimum wage down to slave wage. You know, people spend 15, 16 hours a day on Farmville, and at the end of the day, they get a free slice of cheese at 7-Eleven, and they exchange their credits for cheese, and they're happy about it because they think that they're winning the game. They don't reconcile that they generated tens of dollars worth of advertising revenue for Facebook, that they're working for Facebook, but it's slave wages. They don't make that calculation. The same way people never understood that.
But it's stylish, Max.
People never understood when they shop at Walmart, every 20 cents they save on some gadget made in China, they lose 40 cents in wages. They never made the connection. They wonder why they have no job, why their standard of living is so bad.
All right, well, let's shift gears. You're spot on about every major issue, but I saw a clip of you on your, I believe it was your RT show, attacking people as idiots who don't believe in man-made global warming. And you were doing this at a time when it's come out that they lied about all the numbers, that they're doing it to get a carbon tax. I know you're against the carbon tax, but, I mean, where do you stand on this? I mean, do we give Al Gore and George Soros money and they save us?
Right. As you say, carbon tax and carbon trading are things that are scams, for sure. But it all started back in 2000, the man-made global warming and climate change. When I noticed that the same guys who were very active in the tobacco causes cancer denial business were being hired by ExxonMobil Chevron. Now,
wait a minute. The big oil companies are all behind the carbon tax.
I'm sorry?
The big oil companies are the ones pushing all the carbon taxes.
We're not talking about carbon taxes. I'm talking about man-made global warming and climate change. I'm saying that back in the 2000 era, back in 2000, I noticed that the same guys who were hired by the tobacco lobby were being hired by the oil industry to promote this idea that there's no such thing as man-made global warming and climate change. So I started asking questions, and I started writing about this because I said, these guys are no good, and I don't like Exxon. I don't like BP. I don't like Chevron. I'm never going to be on the same side.
Well, the toxic waste that's the derivative of oil is certainly bad, and we should go to cleaner energies, but giving the big mega banks control over the economy, that's the wrong direction.
Absolutely. But that doesn't change this man-made global warming climate change idea. I mean, carbon trading and carbon taxes are bad. We agree. What I'm saying is I noticed the same guys who are putting out a line that cigarette smoking does not cause cancer were being hired by the oil industry. Now, Exxon, Mobil, BP, Chevron, those guys stink. I'm at war with those guys. They totally wrote, let me tell you, I'm winning battles in this war because you had guys like Steve Malloy and Tom Burrell who started a free action enterprise fund against my Karma Bank fund. Okay, those guys were exposed. Those guys are now out of business. Then you had a guy named Tom DeWeese who wrote a slander piece against me in the Canadian press. You don't hear about him anymore either because I did what I had to do to put Tom DeWeese out of business. Okay, you talk about the Cantor Exchange. By the way, Cantor Exchange does carbon trading. They do box office futures contracts. What happened to Cantor Exchange? It was put completely out of business. They fired everybody in that office. Why? Because I did what I had to do. Because I'm at war with those guys.
Well, I'm trying to. I have to admit, Max.
I screw with them.
I'm a little. Okay? I'm a little ignorant about all the names and things you're talking about. All I can tell you is the environmental groups aren't concerned about genetic engineering, open-air testing of all this stuff, things that I'm really concerned about that I know could endanger the planet. And I know that carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. And so all I'm saying is out of this whole movement is coming taxes that have nothing. And then I see BP and others bankrolling it. And I mean, I'm confused because the big oil companies I see in magazine ads and on TV, they're out promoting all this.
Exxon, BP, Chevron, they're promoting this idea, no such thing, man-made climate change, global warming. Okay, this is what I am fighting them.
You're saying BP isn't promoting man-made global climate change.
Garbage. Okay, those guys, I'm at war with those guys. And I'm taking scalps, and I'm winning against those guys, okay? Because I know where they breathe. And I'm putting stuff out there in the press. You don't hear about these guys anymore. Steve Malloy was a major lobbyist in Washington, D.C. He started an entire fund, the Free Enterprise Action Fund. It's completely gone because I totally exposed him. You talk about the policy analysis market, John Poindexter's terror futures market. How come that was taken down? I invented the technology. It's gone. Cantor Exchange, irrefutably, that's not being in the marketplace at this point. They also want to do carbon trading. Are they doing carbon trading? No, because they're taking them down.
Well, that's because the public woke up to it and said no. A lot of people fought it. Stay there, Max.
I hear the train coming.
Well, it's a final segment with Max Kaiser, and I've told the four Johns we have on hold, and Todd and JD, we're writing down your name. Call tomorrow. You'll get on head of the line. I apologize. We just didn't have time to get to calls because I got into an argument with Max here. But so much is happening. So much is going on. And I just hope that we can somehow avert this disaster because, Max, what's happening is corporations are getting more corrupt. The government's more corrupt. They've had more time to get their tentacles into every area. The public's dumbed down on drugs. They're drunk. They're watching TV. There's this seamless web of high-tech psychological warfare weapons, the video games, the TV. A lot of people are waking up, but not fast enough. Do you see any way out of this planet just turning into a nightmare system?
Oh, well, are you coming down with me to Athens? I got that film I'm making on piratemyfilm.com. We're going to go to Athens, Alex Jones and Max Kaiser.
Max, now I'd let you promote the film idea, but now you're saying it's going to get a bigger budget because I got so much support. You can't write me into your film. If you want to make if you want to make Alex in Wonderland, that's great, but I'm not a big...
The people demand it. They said, get Alex down to Dublin and Athens. Let's go to Europe. Okay, the film is on PowerMyFilm.com.
Okay.
It's called Alex in Wonderland. We'll fly over there for two or three nights,
nope.
You and your wife.
No. Nope.
And we talk to the people in
nope.
Europe.
Nope. My children are too small. I can't leave them here. And I'm not putting them through the naked body scanners.
You got to go global, man. You got to take the message global. You're thinking too small there in Austin, Texas. There's
oh,
a big,
yeah.
bad world out there.
You know, Max, I know we're in the 21st century. We are global right now. I can sit here right here in
you,
my...
You don't care about the air exhaust from the jet. So that's not a problem. So
actually, I'm not flying because I think that carbon dioxide will kill the plants. No, I'm, okay. I mean,
okay, can I quote you on that? Alex Jones says, I'm not flying because the carbon emissions will kill the planet. Alex Jones.
No. The carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I'm putting that on my show.
That's not what I said. I said the carbon dioxide will kill the plants. Just like dihydrogen monoxide will kill plants.
Look, I'm never going to be on the same side as Exxon and BP. Never, ever,
oh,
ever.
Give me a break. Exxon and BP are owned
side.
By the megabanks. They're bankrolling all this. It's ridiculous, Max.
They are the ones who put out this bad information. I'm not going to support their bad information.
Okay.
I don't support carbon trading
hey,
or carbon
you're
taxes.
Right, you're right.
I don't support
dihydrogen monoxide is deadly poison. If you drink one teaspoon of it, you're dead. Let's pay Al Gore some money. He'll fix it.
Just the acid from the emissions in the oceans will do enough damage to the protein that feed a billion people.
We're all dead.
Stocks.
Unless we let the UN. Hey, let me bring this up. I don't want to end on an argumentative note here because I really agree with you on the economy and so many other things. But more and more they're talking about green fascism and how they do just want to kill everybody. Do you think we should, you think there are too many people, Max?
There's going to be intergenerational problems. I mean, the welfare, because there's no money to pay the welfare. And this new
because there's not enough new people in the West.
Well, the 25 and under crowd, there's no jobs. You know, it's the
only people not having kids are wealthy, intelligent people. And so,
okay, but the unemployment for 25 and under is at a 40-year high.
Hey, Max, so when are you going to have some kids?
I'm going to, me and a Madonna are going to adopt a small village in Africa.
No, you need to get busy with some baby Maxes. Come on, man. Man up.
Yeah. Man up. Yeah, okay. Great idea.
Do you understand the only people having kids nowadays are people that really can't even talk? And now the government hires them and gives them a machine gun and says, if they can talk, kill them. And they go, I mean, do you understand the danger here of what the eugenicists have set up?
It's dangerous, and especially the, what about the, inoculations? I mean, this alone is a reason to stay away from having babies.
Max, listen, you need to get married.
You need to come to Europe,
to your lovely
pal.
Girlfriend.
You're
in a romantic city of Paris
come
and have
Europe,
some little baby Maxes,
come
little piranhas. We're out of time. God bless you all.